So anyway, the situation was the regular flooding of the Nile became noticed, obviously. You know, circumstances that predicted the coming of the regular flood. That situation was used to create a disparity in knowledge that led to a few being elevated as special rulers, predictors of events that were critical for the survival of the group. Anyway, I heard an interview with a man who used that as metaphor, and it sent me, along with my little word beat on Egypt, down this thought jaunt. And then added to this came on Martin Luther King Day. The happenstance that I allowed myself some escape to jazz from the media analysis. And though I didn't know I should have, the jazz DJ Nonpareil, Nonparallel, Nonpeer, Elisa Clancy on FM 91.1 KCSM, the jazz station, had put together an amazing tribute. And it was playing very low because I was going to try to, you know, just gather some thoughts. But lo, what did I hear? But Aretha's peerless tone. And she was singing that song I played when you tuned in. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. And tell Martha not to moan. And later that morning, I thought, let's just read the original. So I searched, and I have to apologize a third time in advance for my woeful ignorance of the Bible and even of Christian ideology, broadly speaking. But I have to, I have to lay some of the responsibility for that or some of the explanation for that on my natural resistance to force being applied, because it was kind of applied kind of heavy in my childhood. And maybe I just tuned it all out of stubbornness or resistance to not wanting to be forced. It's a common place that all life inhabits. You know, so anyway, there she was singing, "Oh Mary, don't you weep, tell Martha not to moan." And so I turned to the Bible, the one my mother gave me, because I wanted to hear the actual text. I wanted to read the words. And I tried to find that full story. And I'm just not used to trying to read it anymore. You know, it's so dense, incredibly dense. And with it being the words of Jesus, it was all in red, and my eyes started to just and they're all written in such close, small type, it became harder and harder for me to distinguish that and my normal challenge. I'm just trying to think these days with constant radio wave bombardment. And I gotta say it, despite the fact I know it's used to discredit, but it's just the truth. It's just the truth. So I tried to find the story, and you non-troglodytes out there, I'm sure, would have just Googled it, but I held out. An easy thing to do, as I'm not allowed access. My son is, but not me. I was especially looking for the Red Sea drowning part. It took me a while to figure out that was. I mean, I'm so ignorant about, I mean, it really must be. I just have this vague sense of Christian ideology, very vague. And it definitely shows. Point being, I found myself exploring after an hiatus of several decades, putting it mildly, a few New Testament chapters that I must have read once because some of the paragraphs were underlined, but not for a long time.